How do you become religious when you're 27 years old? It was almost impossible. So in my mind, I was like, okay, I don't mind this meat and dairy thing. I don't mind. That's fine. And I'm not going to eat all these animals that I like. No problem. And I'll put the tefillin on 5 minutes in the morning. No problem. But don't give me the big things. Don't come and tell me now, Shabbat, close the business, don't drive, don't do this, don't do that. I was like, no. I'll do the little things. Leave me alone. It was too hard in my mind when I'm 27 to just change my life. So I was like, okay, I'll do the easy things. So I would only look for easy things. And it literally felt, I'm not exaggerating, I lived in Chicago for 2 years, it literally felt like God is holding my hand and telling me, you're normal, just do what you need to do. So I would constantly look for easy things. So one time, I opened the prayer book, and it says in microscopic letters that when you go out of the bathroom, you have to wash your hands 3 times, and then you have to say a blessing. I was like, I'll do that. That's easy. So I go and buy this funny-looking cup with the handles, and every time I go out of the bathroom, I wash my hands, and I say the blessing, Asher Yatzar. And I thought I'm the tzaddik of the generation. I thought I'm like a Rebbe. I was like, nobody's more religious than me. Nobody in the world washes their hands and says a blessing. I'm the most religious Jew in the world. And one time, my friend Itzi comes to visit me, and he sees the cup. He tells me, hey, I see you doing Tilat Yadayim. You know what I do? Every time I go out of the bathroom, I wash my hands 3 times and I say a blessing. It's like, that's nothing. You know what the real religious people do? They go to sleep, they put a bucket next to their bed, and in that bucket they put their cup full of water, and when they wake up in the morning, they don't even put their feet on the ground and they wash their hands. And I was like, what kind of a lunatic will do that? Now, these religious people, they're making all these weird things up. So whatever didn't fit well in my mind, I was like, no. This is an invention. They're making it up. It's not really true. So I would only look for easy things because I was like, I'm not doing the big things. I'm just doing easy things. And all the time I would look for easy things. But at some point, I knew I had to keep Shabbat. Everybody knows what's Shabbat. I was like, what? How am I going to do that? What, am I going to drive? Am I going to talk on the phone? No TV? Can close the business? What am I going to do? It's impossible. It's insanity. How do you do that? I was like, okay, you know what? Next week, we're starting. Friday would come. I'd be like, no, I didn't mean this week. I meant the next week. Came the next Friday, I would be like, no, today's not a good week to start. Next week, guarantee, we're starting. And the next week would come, be like, no, the weather is not so good. Next week, 100%, we're starting with the Shabbat. So I pushed it for a couple of months. And at some point, I knew I had to keep Shabbat. So I was like, how am I going to keep Shabbat? And then I remembered, at that time I was a very heavy smoker. I used to smoke like 2-3 packs a day of cigarettes. And when I was a soldier in the army, some religious guy met me, and he started to, you know, try to do his outreach. And he started telling me, you know, that I have a soul, and there's a creator to the world, and he's, you know, starting to talk to me. And I'm like, no, leave me alone. And he's for a whole hour trying to come with all his one-liners and this and that and everything that he's telling me, he meets a brick wall. I'm like, just a zovati, leave me alone. A whole hour he's trying to drill through a brick wall, and I tell him, Shema, listen, you're wasting my time. I don't care about your time, but you're wasting my time. Just leave me alone. I'm not buying your product today. Just go. He tells me, okay, I see that you are very tough. I'm just going to tell you one thing. You do whatever you want with it. So he tells me, you know, on Shabbat, you're not allowed to light fire. And on Shabbat, you're not allowed to extinguish fire. So if you must smoke on Shabbat, then at least don't turn your cigarette out. So if you smoke 50 cigarettes a day, so you have 50 less sins. I told him, are you serious? Are you joking, right? He's like, no. I told him, this is your religion? You're telling me not to turn out cigarettes? Tell me not to kill. Tell me not to steal. Tell me something normal. You're telling me not to turn out cigarettes? At that time, I thought the man is a lunatic. 10 years later, when I had to keep Shabbat, I was like, wait a minute. I just found a loophole. I'm going to smoke. I'm going to finish my cigarette. I'm going to put it in the ashtray. I keep Shabbat. So I would smoke my cigarette. I would finish it, put it down. And if somebody would ask me, of course I keep Shabbat.
Yeah, but I just saw you driving.
Driving is fine. I don't turn out my cigarettes. And in my mind, I keep Shabbat. And then somebody came and told me, you know, Shabbat, you can turn the light on and off. I said, no problem, I leave all the lights on. I made signs, like big signs, don't turn off the light. And then somebody came and told me, you know, you can watch TV on Shabbat. And every time you flip the channel, you're desecrating Shabbat. So I said, no problem. I put HBO the whole Shabbat. Same channel, the whole Shabbat. And in my mind, I keep Shabbat. In my mind, ani shomer Shabbat. And then somebody came and told me, you know, on Shabbat, you have to do Kiddush. I was like, okay, well, what's Kiddush? He's like, you have to drink wine. I'm like, oh, now you talk. Now, when a mitzvah came my way, I did it with all my heart. I used to drive 60 miles to the north part of Chicago to buy kosher wine. And Shabbat would come. I bought a beautiful suit just for Shabbat. And I got a beautiful tablecloth and a beautiful Kiddush cup. And I would make a whole gourmet meal. And I would get so excited. And then I would stand all happy with my suit and my fancy cup. And I would do the Kiddush and drink the wine and eat the food. And then I would go out to watch a movie. And one time my friend comes to visit me and I tell him, Shabbat, we got to do Kiddush. He's like, what? I told him, it doesn't matter. Just sit down, say amen, okay? So, I bring out the suit, the fancy meal, the Kiddush, the wine, the whole thing. And we eat the meal, we drink the wine, and then we go out to a club. 4 o'clock in the morning, we're coming back from the club. And my friend tells me, listen, kind of making a joke out of the whole thing. Sorry to tell you, but I told him, why are you saying that? He's like, listen, either you keep Shabbat and you do your Kiddush and you stay home or not. But you can do Kiddush and then go out to a club. I mean, you're making a joke. I told him, no, you're missing the point. You know why you're missing the point? Let me tell you why you're missing the point. You know what happens right now when I do Kiddush? I'll tell you what happens right now when I do Kiddush. Hashem calls all his angels. Come, 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 come. Look, look, look. Look at my little kid. Look what he did. I told him, if you now go out to a playground and you see an 8-year-old boy jumping up and down the ladders and doing all these tricks, nobody gets excited because all the 8-year-old boys do the same thing. But if you see an 11-month-old baby taking a step, guarantee within 2 minutes, 2,000 pictures are on Facebook. Every step of the baby. And everybody's like, he walked! He walked! I said, that's what happens right now in Shemayim. When I do Kiddush, Hashem calls all of his angels. He's like, look, look, look what my little boy did. He drove 60 miles to buy kosher wine. He could have bought the wine in the corner store. And look at that meal. And did you see that suit? And did you see the fancy cup? And look what he made. He made a whole thing out of it. And look what he did. He stopped his life for 5 minutes. For what? To acknowledge that I exist. To thank me for creating the world. To thank me on this wine. I can't believe it. Who cares that he went later on to a club? It's a baby. He does one step and he falls. I told him Hashem is totally ignoring right now all the bad things that I'm doing. And he's focusing on the 5 minutes that I did Kiddush. And he's focusing on how much love went into the mitzvah. How much attention went into the mitzvah? How much money went into the mitzvah? How much excitement went into the mitzvah? I told him, I'm a baby in Hashem's eyes. He knows I can't keep Shabbat. In 2-3 years, maybe I'll keep Shabbat. Right now, that's what I'm able to do. And you know what? Hashem totally ignores everything. He's just focusing right now on the 5 minutes of the mitzvah. And how much attention and how much love and how much excitement. You know how I used to get excited? I used to get excited. I thought I'm the most religious person in the world when I went to buy kosher wine. And when I stood there, I was like shivering from excitement that I'm 5 minutes, I'm doing something and Hashem wants me to do. And I told my friend, you're wrong. Hashem is looking at me like a little baby that I'm doing one step. And you know what's going on now in Shammai when I do one little step? 4th of July. They're opening champagne bottles in Shemayim. Fireworks of the excitement of me doing one little act. And I told my friend, that's how they're looking at me in Shemayim right now. I'm this baby. And that's how I lived my life for 2 years. 2 years, every little thing, I would do like little baby steps. I couldn't do everything. It was too much. I was 28, going on 29 already. How do you become religious when you're 29 years old? Miraculously, after 2 years, I found myself back in New York. And I'm saying miraculously because my wife always tells me, you're telling the wrong miracle. The miracle is not how you came back from Shamayim to this world. It's how you came from New York, from Chicago to New York. But maybe if we have time, we'll do that later.